If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Thank
never gets
God.
Old. It never gets old. It never gets
and
old.
And they have already scheduled my meeting with the Black Congressional Caucus
yes.
and still arrived on time. Yes.
That's
that's right.
We had Frederick Douglass drop us off.
That meeting's a little slow. You keep texting. He hasn't gotten
back
to you.
He's not responding. I don't know what the deal is. He's gotten too big for his bridge.
Well, you know what? He's
lazy,
busy
lazy.
With Bowling Green.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, a lot going on over there. Let's just let's start with yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Girl, I know that.
Where would you like to start?
I mean, you must have been screaming during that press conference.
I couldn't watch it uncut. I couldn't watch live. I had to watch. I was like, I need just an. I can't. But that, seriously, isn't that against the Geneva Convention? 77 minutes of that.
I know. That's... He mentioned Hillary Clinton 18 times.
Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering, how long does he think he's going to ride on this electoral vote lie?
Yes.
First of all, it's a lie.
Right.
Second of all, 2 years from now, if I hear electoral votes,
I mean, still,
I will skip. I'm at the point now where I'm about to go. We're gonna go to this dish warehouse. I'm gonna buy a bunch of cheap dishes.
Yeah.
Because now when I watch him speak, I need to just break. Breaker.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm just gonna sit there and break plates.
Right. Yes.
Right.
I think that's good.
That's good.
And then go talk to the black people.
He said it again. Smash. Okay. David Corn tweeted, asked why he keeps lying about the size of his electoral college majority. Trump said, "That's the info I was given. This is pretty stunning."
Yeah. First he says,
and I've seen it. I've seen it places.
I've seen it lots of places. No,
right. Seen it lots of places.
He's seen it lots of places.
Mm-hmm. You know what? And also the I inherited a mess.
Right.
That is some. I can't.
I was up in that black lady screaming. I was like, what?
My poor neighbors have requested that I stop watching because I just start screaming. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many, the companies that make the remotes, are they a Russian company? How many people have you think broken their remote throwing it?
I know, right?
Because you're right. You got to get something else cheap to throw.
Because
you can't throw.
Because I can't, no, I've thrown things that I need and that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
I had to get a new phone. You
yes.
know, it's not the phone's fault.
Yeah. Anna Navarro, Republican strategist, said, Lord, Trump pressers are loony. Can he go a damn day without mentioning the electoral college vote win? He'll never shift from candidate to president. Hashtag loco.
Exactly. This is something we want to talk about, too, because there's a reason why, you know, they've started his 2020 campaign. And there's a lot of reasons for that. One of them is funding.
Yeah.
That means they can start collecting money.
Yeah.
It's not just... that he's stuck in a campaign mindset. There are reasons for this that are actually, in my view, nefarious.
Yeah.
Right.
Questionable.
Yes.
He has a rally this weekend, too.
This is something. There's something I was talking about. Ilan Goldenberg tweeted, we're all gawking at the madness, but eventually something serious will happen and our government will be unprepared and people will lose their lives.
Yeah.
And that'll be their excuse to, declare martial law, dictatorship, whatever.
Absolutely.
And people already have. The Yemen raid killed. Yeah. You know, we don't have information on that we should have.
That's right.
You know, it is absolutely inexcusable that this is how things are working.
And Robert Harwood won't walk up in there.
He's like, a Navy SEAL. I'm not going in there.
No, he was like,
you can drop me into an Al-Qaeda compound, but I'm a shark infested Al-Qaeda compound, but I'm not going
with
in
like
there.
A toothbrush, but not that.
When you can talk about someone's experience in terms of their war portfolio,
yes.
who will not go up into the Trump administration because he was like, this is a mess, and
I'm not going to get people killed. I'm not going to get people killed.
And you won't get rid of Mike Flynn's people.
Right.
They're good Russians.
Let's relive the April Ryan moment together, shall we? Here we go.
Are you gonna include the CBC, Mr. President, in your conversations with your urban agenda, your inner city agenda, as well as you gonna include the Congressional Black Caucus and the Congressional
Well,
Hispanic
I would.
Caucus,
I tell you what, do you want to set up the meeting? CBC. Do you want to set up the meeting?
No.
Are they friends of yours?
Just a reporter.
No, better set up the meeting.
I know some of them, but I'm sure.
Let's go set up a meeting. I would love to meet with the Black Caucus. I think it's great. The Congressional Black Caucus. I think it's great.
Just grab any black person. I'm a Russell.
Do you know them?
You look brown. You know what? That's just a brown shirt.
Yeah.
Her.
You.
That's the one I picked the other day. Acosta. He's some kind of brown.
Yeah.
Go get some black people and caucus them. Whatever that is.
Yeah.
I mean, could you be more offensive? The fact that I thought it was nice of her to say what it was. Because I wouldn't have. I just kept saying CBC.
Yeah.
But the fact that she tried to give him that and then he comes back with, can you set it up? Do you have a staff or not? I mean, you don't got no Shirley? Like, what? I don't understand this situation. If I swear, I expect to be grabbed by Trump any day now. Hey, you, Maxine? I'm like, no, my name is Angela. I'm a whole different
person.
Black person.
Person, but I was like,
Barbara Lee, good to see you.
No, my name
is
Frances
Douglas.
My name
is What's up?
I'm already smushed my name down into somebody else's name.
That's
so you don't have to remember two black ladies' names.
We've already done that.
I can't give you no more.
We already did that for you, Trump.
Alistair Campbell tweeted, the country is being led over a cliff, and anyone who can see that has a duty to say so and do whatever they can to prevent it. Yeah, I mean, these are patriots that are, right?
Just can't. I can't. And you're reading all over the place that that people won't give him classified information now.
Yes. Right.
And I'm like, this is such a double-edged sword. It's like, you don't want him to have it, but aren't they supposed to?
Yeah.
Like, so it's such a really weird, I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
I need some more plates.
Okay.
I have nothing to eat on now.
Elliot Lustig tweeted, Trump doesn't want to be president. He hates governing. He wants to return to his happy space of pressers and rallies. How can we let him?
Exactly.
Yeah,
can we help?
Yeah. Could we make up something called president adjacent?
Yes.
And
yes.
He could, and Hillary could do the worky-worky and get no credit.
Right.
Like, no credit. They promise never have a press conference. She'll just issue, tell us what's going on online. Mm-hmm. And he gets attention. I will go to those rallies.
I will too. Be like, Trump!
If he gives this up.
Frangela tweeted, damn, Donald Trump, this whole president thing is a lot harder than it looked when you were lobbing racist insults at Obama.
Yeah.
Not nearly as fun as he thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Has anyone, I'm asking honestly, ever seen a president not have any articles critiquing them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why in the world would you take that job and think you weren't going to have some negative articles? I mean,
he's delusional. You know why this is going great, Angela?
It feels like it's been so long.
The love letters are still rolling in from Mama and Frangela on AM Joy last Sunday. Dennis writes, Steph, you and Frangela were great on AM Joy. Simply great. The four of you sent a message to all our young girls that you can be pretty and smart.
Thank you for using your eyes and ears.
And I let slip the news, but chatty.
I'm just glad it wasn't us.
I don't have my sexy liberal music. Sexy Liberal Resistance Tour 2017. It's on. Let's do this.
Let's
April 22nd, we launch in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Let's
Here we go.
This.
It's already on sale. It'll be sold out.
We're going to be trying to bring black cards
yes.
for people and California resident cards in case we do indeed leave.
All right. So, whatever. It's going to be my mama's resting. I got a little more resting time. And then we're going.
Yeah.
Sexy Liberal Army. Let's go.
We have got so much.
Michelangelo. And we got like 3 hours of material just done yesterday now.
I know.
Hello, Michelangelo. You're on with Frangela.
Oh, good morning, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, I just wanted to call up here. Just I didn't watch the torture yesterday, the 7-minute torture session.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hear it because I knew it was going to be just basically BS. And here's what we have. We have a sociopath who is now sitting in the White House.
Yes.
We desperately have to get those nuclear codes away from him.
Yes, we need to wrestle those away from him.
No way in the world that this...
Oh, and by the way, thanks to a Mar-a-Lago guest, we have the guy's name who carries the nuclear football. It's like, this is Rick. He carries the suitcase.
I know.
Well,
emails.
You know, Rick today is Dave. So, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous to be able to, you know, to look at this. So what we have here, when he says he's hearing this, you know, all over, well, that's a sign of undifferentiated schizophrenia. And having Spicer on one end and Conway on the other, he has voices all around him and all. This man is basically crazy.
Yes.
And what I've told people is, anytime, keep your anger inside and laugh loud when this guy opens his mouth.
Yeah.
And all that.
I honestly couldn't believe that this was still a partisan thing. I'm like, come on. Is there an honest human watching this not saying this is a crazy person?
Well, I love every Republican asked about it. They were like, oh, I didn't see it. Gave a press conference?
Oh, really?
Which actually isn't okay. Like, it's not okay to have not seen the president's press conference when you're an elected representative.
Right.
Yeah.
But they would rather say that.
You know, and Paul Ryan, I don't think he'll walk near a phone.
No.
No. Like, he's like, no, no, I'm not available. Not available. Uh-uh. Mm-mm. He's got, like, the alligator arm thing.
I know.
Every time he's near a phone. No.
No.
No. No. No, put him on hold.
Is that a fact? You better bury that in the ground.
Unplug that.
Bette Midler tweeted, at the press conference, Trump says leaks are real, but the news in them is fake. Why doesn't his own tongue just walk out of his mouth in frustration?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, here's my thing about the leaks that no one I don't feel like is saying. The reality is, if there are whistleblowers, that many whistleblowers within the United States government, that should alarm us all. That many people are sitting there saying,
no,
this man is a problem. This information needs to get out because the American citizens don't have it.
Right. No, I mean, this is national security.
Right.
This is international security that
Absolutely.
They're that alarmed about. I mean, it's,
I don't know.
People are literally ringing the alarms every day. And him being like, these are leaks. But the content of what they're putting out is important.
Well, we need to do not stop calling your people. Call them every day. Send them postcards. Fax them. Keep the pressure on. Because we did get rid of somebody this week.
Yes, we did.
Got rid of Pudsky.
Two!
Pudsky. And Flynn had to, so we keep your pressure on
And
the
that's
media.
The bar now. You have, that your ex-wife has to have been on Oprah talking about how you beat her all through the 80s. That's the bar.
And they're going to try to slip Pruitt through today.
Yeah.
When we find out on Tuesday every nasty, dirty thing he's done in his emails.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yes. Danny Zucker tweeted, this would be a cool story, POTUS, if you hadn't fired Flynn, you corrupt, lazy, porcine, traitorous, urine-stained, micro-ass.
Porcine! That's beautiful. Nice.
You know what I like when people use their vocabulary?
Yes!
He also tweeted, POTUS, many people are saying that this speech is a little nonsensical, but they don't realize how hard it is to translate from Russian.
In the real Russian, it sounds better. Yeah. It's like zeitgeist. We don't have a word for that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know.
Okay.